President Obama was in Austin, Texas yesterday to make peace with techies. He spoke at the annual South by Southwest Interactive Festival. The president went there to ask for help getting Americans more civically engaged. But he also spoke for the first time at length about the issues in the standoff between his administration and Apple over a terrorist's iPhone. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Since last month, Apple and the Justice Department have been slinging legal arguments at each other like swear words. The fight began after a federal magistrate ordered Apple to write special software to assist the FBI in breaking into an iPhone. The phone in question was used by one of the terrorists who killed 14 people in San Bernardino. Apple is challenging the magistrate's order. President Obama said he couldn't address the San Bernardino case directly, but he gave his thoughts on those who think the government should never be able to get into somebody's smartphone.
That, I think, does not strike the kind of balance that we have lived with for 200, 300 years, and it's fetishizing our phones above every other value.
Like safety. President Obama pointed out that authorities have always been able to break locks in the physical world when they can prove to a judge that they have probable cause to believe someone is a criminal.
They can go into your bedroom and into your bedroom doors and rifle through your underwear to see if there's any evidence of wrongdoing.
And Obama notes that since the attacks on 9/11, Americans have put up with searches and screenings before they step on an airplane. Obama said we must find a way to balance privacy and security, and the tech community must help, or Congress will act
in ways that have not been thought through. And then you really will have a danger to our civil liberties, because we will have not done the people who understand this best and who care most about privacy and civil liberties have sort of disengaged or have taken a position that is not sustainable for the general public as a whole over time.
Obama's stated purpose in visiting South by Southwest was to bridge a gap between the private tech sector and government. Most of his time on stage, he spoke about technology specialists helping government better engage with citizens to solve big problems. And it seems like he may have bridged some gaps, even as the fight between Apple and the FBI continues to create friction. Tony Weissman, the CEO of tech marketing firm Digitas LBI, says when he walked into Obama's talk, he was on Apple's side completely.
It shifted my position because I think what he does so well is he tends to take the heat out of an argument. And a lot of social media, and particularly in this tech world, tends to be dominated by absolutist views and black and white. And he's very good at finding a common ground.
Weissman says he now isn't so sure that smartphones should be sacred spaces where the government can never look, even when public safety is an issue. He wasn't the only one persuaded by the president. Cameron Berrigan, with the tech marketing firm Bizarre Voice, also began to see that there might be some way for techies and the government to find middle ground.
Where both parties can come together and find a solution really built on this whole idea of the same kind of concepts behind a probable cause as we would like use in a car in someone's house. So that was a new way for me to kind of think about it.
But some others said they weren't persuaded by the president. And most people in the tech community won't get to hear Obama in person. So there's likely to be more mudslinging from both sides over privacy, security, and our smartphones. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Austin, Texas.